Get more about President Xi warning against herd immunity. Joining us to discuss is Emma O'Brien, Bloomberg Global Business Asia Managing Editor. She joins us from Sydney. So as Ed was saying, President Xi declaring COVID zero the most economic and effective policy for China. And this comes a day after there was potentially some hope that you could see an easing of COVID zero in China as they halved quarantine time there. But as you know more than anyone, Emma, it's still very tricky to get in and out of China. Just tell us what President Xi has said and I guess what it means globally. Globally, in terms of China's policy?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very interesting speech, both in terms of the timing and the symbolism that came along with it. Xi Jinping talking in Wuhan, the first place where the virus emerged, but also the first place that China really deployed the COVID zero strategy to great effect. And Wuhan has not really had another outbreak since. Now, he had some very strong words describing basically the way that the West has sort of embraced COVID and living alongside COVID, which has come with higher death rates, as comparing it to the lying flat movement and saying that the herd immunity approach, which is basically what the rest of the world has come to land on, isn't right for China because of its large population. And that it would lead to consequences that are unimaginable. So pretty strong words, very much signaling that China isn't going to be embracing higher case and death rates anytime soon, despite what they might be doing on that quarantine front.
Emma, when you look at the distribution of cases on the mainland, I mean, talk to me a little bit about how it breaks out. Urban centers, obviously, much more concentrated in terms of population. The assumption here is that's where a lot of the spread is going to take place. What is the situation in some of the rural communities?
Well, you really don't have spread in China right now. I mean, they're very, very proud and have been sort of touting at the recent Shanghai Party Congress and in state media, the fact that they're back down to zero cases pretty much in Beijing and Shanghai. We are seeing a bit of an outbreak in a county in Anhui, which is a relatively poor province known for agriculture, but a little bit of auto making as well. They had some 13 cases today and they've locked down that county. So that indicates more than anything, I think, that they still very much in this frame of mind of imposing tough restrictions when it comes to really nailing COVID cases. But what you are seeing, which is really interesting in those bigger cities, is just excessive use of testing. You can't do anything in Beijing and Shanghai without having a negative test. And they've set up an almost perma-testing regime in these biggest cities where you have these permanent booths almost on every street corner to get tested, enable you to go to the movies, go to a park, do anything. And that is how China is going to prosecute COVID going forward.
So as you say, testing, and they're not going to be lying flat, as President Xi said. But when you look at the Bloomberg COVID resilience rank tracker, you are looking at countries that have put the pandemic in the rearview mirror with the fewest scars, as the team writes. And China is, in fact, third last on that list. So just tell us what countries are doing better.
Yeah, I mean, China's shift in the Bloomberg COVID resilience ranking, which does rank the world's biggest economies, the best and worst places, basically, for how they're handling, you know, life and business during the pandemic. We've been doing it since November 2020, and it has shifted markedly. China was way up there back in 2020 when, you know, the most successful strategies pre-vaccine, pre-knowing very much about COVID, were to really shut the virus out. So deploying these stringent quarantine regimes, really intensive contact tracing and testing to sort of keep the virus at bay. Now, once vaccines came into play, that equation shifted. And the places that got those supplies quicker and were able to embrace reopening faster came to the fore.
And South Korea, number one. Emma, thank you as always. Emma O'Brien, Bloomberg Global Business Asia Managing Editor with us on the line from Sydney. South Korea coming in number one on the Bloomberg COVID Resilience Tracker. And China is coming in at number 51 out of 53 countries. This is Bloomberg.